Hi, welcome back to Storytime with Tula Jane and Mother in the Wild. Today we will be reading Streganona by Tommy DiPaola.
Yes, thank you, Tula Jane. Tommy DiPaola is one of our favorite writers and illustrators, and we are so excited that this book has been requested and dedicated to our new friend,
Seamus.
Because we don't know this book. We haven't read it before. So, are you ready?
Get cozy.
Strega Nona was having un sogno, a dream. She was just a little girl again in her grandma Conchetta's house at the seashore. Oh, what a wonderful time they were having. They're collecting flowers and seashells and swimming, collecting rocks and berries, watching the sunset, and snuggling up cozy together going to sleep.
Vieni, Nonnalina, vieni, Grandma Conchetta called. Come, Nonnalina.
But Strega Nona woke up. She was in her little house on the hill above the little village in Calabria. All day long, as Strega Nona helped the villagers with their headaches, toothaches, and other worries, she kept hearing Grandma Conchetta's voice from the dream. Some of the villagers said to each other,
It looks like Strega Nona needs a vacation.
Big Anthony, Bambalona said. Strega Nona has something on her mind.
I know, Big Anthony said. She almost gave Signor Mayor the wrong remedy for his headache. That's the first time that's ever happened.
Strega Nona looked out of her window. She was sure that she had heard Grandma Conchetta calling to her.
How can that be? Strega Nona thought to herself. Grandma Conchetta has been in cielo, heaven, for many years. I wish I knew what the dream meant.
That very night, Strega Nona got her answer. In another dream, she was sitting just outside the little house on the hill. Opposite her was Grandma Conchetta.
Dear Nona, she said, you've been working so hard all these years. You must take una vacanza,
a vacation.
Bambolona can do the daily remedies, and Big Anthony can do the chores, feeding the animals, milking the goat, and looking after the house and the garden. My little seashore house is empty, just waiting for you. Come, Nona, come.
Strega Nona woke up.
Andro, she said, I'll go.
And she fell back asleep with a big smile on her face. The next morning, she asked Big Anthony and Bambolona to come inside.
Sit down, my children. I have some news. I'm going to take una vacanza at Grandma Conchetta's little house by the seashore.
Oh, said Bambolona, when will you go?
The day after tomorrow, Strega Nona said.
And when will you come back? Big Anthony asked.
I will let you know, Strega Nona said. I will send you a message.
Arrivederci, my children, Strega Nona said. You'll be fine, Bambolona. If you have any questions about which spells to use, look in the big book. If there are any unusual cases, just go over the mountain and ask Strega Amelia to help you. Strega Nona gave Bambolona un bacio, a kiss.
Now, Big Antonio, I know you'll be a good boy and not get into trouble. Just do everything you usually do. Help Bambolona if she asks. And remember,
Bambolona and Big Anthony chimed in.
Don't touch the pasta pot.
They all laughed, remembering the day that Big Anthony had flooded the village with pasta. Strega Nona gave Big Anthony un bacio too. Ah, there it was, the little house at the seashore. Oh, look it, Strega Nonna is swimming. She's collecting rocks and mussels and seashells. Oh, and she's fishing. She's cooking. Oh, she's cooking the mussels. Tomorrow, Strega Nonna thought, I'll send regali, presents, to Bambolona and Big Anthony. The day the presents arrived, Big Anthony was outside feeding the goat. Bambolona couldn't wait. She opened them and found seashore candy for Big Anthony and bubble bath for her. I want the candy, Bambolona thought. Quickly, she switched the tags. Big Anthony opened his present. Bambolona, what is bubble bath? You put it in your bath water and it makes lots of bubbles. It's very nice, Bambolona said, chewing on her candy. So Big Anthony's taking a bath. He's putting in the bubble bath. What's happening, Tula Jane?
It's overflooding the bath.
Yeah, there are so many bubbles. Oh no, so many bubbles that it actually floated him outside of the house. Oh no.
So last story that's like this, it was a flood of spaghetti, but now it's going to be a flood of bubbles.
Oh no, the mayor shouted. Non ancora, not again. At least it's not pasta, Big Anthony shouted, sailing by on the bubbles. At the seashore, a dove flew in with a message for Strega Nonna. Bambolona, Strega Nonna said to herself, what have you done? Well, Strega Nonna, the mayor announced, at least the village will be molto pulito, very clean, no real harm done. Except when the wrong present gets into the wrong hands, Strega Nonna said. I hope that you have learned your lesson, Bambolona. Mi dispiace, Strega Nonna. I'm sorry, Bambolona said. Me too, Big Anthony said. But, Strega Nonna, this means you'll never be able to take a vacation, the mayor said. Certo, Strega Nonna answered. Oh, yes, I will. Next time, I'll just take a Big Antonio and Bambolona with me. Oh, thank you so much for introducing us to another wonderful and funny Strega Nonna story. We hope you enjoyed it. If you have a special book that you would like to request, please log on to our website at www.motherinthewild.com to make your request or dedication there. Until next time,
stay cozy.